You're listening to SBS News.
Refugees protesting their detention on Nauru in 2016 ultimately led to the death of Iranian man Omid Masoumali. As United Nations inspectors visited Australia's offshore processing facility, those detained wanted to make known their dissatisfaction with the lack of resettlement prospects. Moments later, Iranian refugee Omid Masoumali set himself on fire. He died from organ failure 2 days later in a Brisbane hospital. On Monday, Queensland's coroner Terry Ryan said there was insufficient evidence he planned to kill himself and that it was likely an impulsive act.
He died a painful death in a Brisbane hospital after struggling to come to terms with the reality of an indefinite period on Nauru.
Mr. Masoumali and his partner arrived in Australia by boat in 2013 and spent 3 years in offshore processing. The inquest heard Mr. Masoumali had been on the island for 3 years at the time of his death and had self-harmed after he became angry and upset over an argument his wife had with United Nations High Commission for Refugees officials over living conditions. The court heard Mr. Masoumali and his partner had sought help from a psychologist a day before the incident, with Mr. Ryan ruling the team's decision to treat the request as non-urgent was inadequate and a missed opportunity to intervene. His family released a statement saying they believe his detention is solely to blame.
Omid never had any psychological problems at home. The harsh immigration system led him to take desperate measures. Now all we have is the cold stone of his grave.
Mr. Masoumali suffered significant burns. However, according to Mr. Ryan, he received inferior medical support. Mr. Ryan said heroic efforts were made, but staff were undertrained and ill-equipped.
It was clear on the evidence that the clinicians at the Republic of Nauru Hospital did not have the necessary clinical skills, equipment, or facilities to deal with Omid's injuries. The standard of emergency medical care available in Nauru was well below that which would be expected in rural Australia.
According to the coroner, medical services have since improved. In September, Australia signed a long-term deal with Nauru, making it the only offshore processing facility for boat arrivals after the Papua New Guinea deal ends in December. Graham Tom from Amnesty International says advocacy groups have known for years that current strategies put refugees at risk.
These findings are incredibly significant for a number of reasons. Firstly, they lift the veil on the secrecy that we have seen on Nauru for nearly 9 years. Nearly 9 years when we were saying these people are suffering, when we were saying their care there is not good enough, we knew that it was not good enough. This policy started in 2013. 3 years it took to break Omid. There needs to be an outcome for these people, and that was the thing that was made very clear by the coroner today, that there has to be an outcome. That certainty is what keeps people alive, and had that been there for Omid, he may not have felt so destroyed to set himself on fire.
The only new recommendation from the coroner was to provide more certainty that refugees are resettled in third countries expeditiously. This, he said, would not undermine Operation Sovereign Borders and probably see fewer medical transfers off Nauru on mental health grounds. He, however, said the federal government had not acted on his recommendations in a previous coronial inquest into the death of another Iranian refugee, Hamid Kazay from Manus. George Newhouse, principal solicitor at the National Justice Project, says Mr. Masoumali's death should lead to significant reform.
Omid's death should lead to significant reform of Australia's inhumane and cruel offshore immigration processing system. All remaining individuals on PNG and Nauru must be resettled as a matter of urgency.
However, Federal Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews has previously said an enduring regional processing capability in Nauru is a key pillar of Australia's strong border policies. Home Affairs failed to respond by deadline to SBS on the findings. The coroner is due to open another inquest shortly, probably the last in the 14 detainee deaths in offshore processing. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.